Well, it's hard to believe it's been a year since we bought up old Pierrot of the Ritz.
A year of great good things for us. Darcy's doing a fantastic job at the Robson location, and now Sonny's ready to expand our operation into Europe.
Well, I just wish I could believe that skiing in the Alps wasn't his main motivation.
Well, of course it isn't, Eddie. Plus, he's taking our Alan with him as assistant manager. And we both know that Alan needs something more to focus on than his middle child angst.
Well, now all we have to do is raise the money. Does it seem to you that we're spending more and more time on the finances and less time on running a coffee shop?
Oh, it does. It does. Oh, thank heavens for Polly. She certainly has been a great de facto financial manager for us. I do wonder if this whole bigger is better philosophy is right for Fizz and Eddie's coffee shops. Maybe we should just stay as we are. It's working well for us.
Well, we've been over this ground before, old girl.
I know. You're right. We've decided. We want to put Fizz and Eddie's on the map.
And all that jazz.
Hey, what's happening, moguls?
Oh, here you are, dear. Your father and I were just saying that we're ready for the next step. We're hitting the big time. Now, Fizz and Eddie's Coffee Shops, Inc. will be available to investors worldwide.
Exactly. And I remember what you told us about listing requirements, so I've done the prospectus information that you've asked for.
And we're pretty comfortable with the idea of issuing bonds, preferred shares, and common stock, thanks to our experience with the family investment strategy.
And I did as you asked and read the Investing for Dumbos handbook that you sent along. So I think we're all set. I just have a few little questions.
Shoot, Pop.
Well, I'm fine with debt versus equity. And I can totally see that it's the capital markets we're interested in here and not the money markets. I'm down with debenture versus indenture. And I can see where we might want to sweeten our preferred shares with a rights offering. But if we want to offer an option, do we put the call or call the put? Is an offer to sell an option a put on a rights, or are we offering to call a put? If the dividends are cumulative, does that mean they participate? Or are these separate? If you have a conversion feature on a participating share, do you price at market or at the theoretical price? I mean, I'm good here as long as my head doesn't explode.
Never mind him, dear. He's just showing off. What I need to know is how we will set a price on these offerings. How do we know that the price we set will be the right price? And do we have to pay a set dividend in order for our investors to be okay?
Just slow down a second, both of you. Obviously, you've both read the stuff I sent over. But as you can see, there are myriad options available to us. I understand the basics, of course.
Whoa, wait a minute. If you only understand the basics...
We're hooped! Let's just forget the whole thing. I'm happy with the Tawassan Coffee Shop.
Wait a minute. Relax. You're paid to understand how to run a great coffee shop. I'm paid to make sure we can translate that into a great return. But there are folks out there who are specially trained to go to the market and make sure that we're getting the right investors and the right price.
Well, that's what we need. Who is he?
She, Pop. I've made an appointment with Eleanor, the underwriting specialist. She has a great track record with initial public offerings and will be able to help us navigate this great plethora of options.
That's our girl. What's her number?
Once again, you've saved the day, dear. Thanks for knowing when to call in a specialist.
Well, we hired a specialist to make the pies.